We're talking today with Mark Hodges from Oklahoma Genetics. And Mark, let's talk a little bit about the work that OGI is doing right now to try to bring into focus how to connect growers with quality wheat with buyers that are wanting to get into more of a maybe a niche market or a quality market with consumers. Why do we need this?
Well, first of all, and I've said a lot of times, we've got the best wheat breeder and wheat breeding program and wheat improvement team, not in just the nation, but in the world. There isn't any doubt in my mind about that. And part of our charge is to extract the maximum amount of value that they are producing and releasing into the marketplace. And so to do that, we need to differentiate ourselves in the marketplace and not just be a commodity, but identity preserve that, because we don't want those varieties to cross the scale, get dumped in a pit, and get commingled with a lot of other varieties, a lot of other different production practices that might not be as good as the varieties released out of Oklahoma State. So the program is really being developed to try and increase the value, or I better not say increase the value, but to reap the value that's already been produced by the wheat breeder and the wheat breeding team, and ultimately going back to the benefit of wheat producers who funded everything.
You just talked about the fact that wheat production today is difficult, I guess is one way to describe it. And the vision that was kind of talked about during this day-long session that OGI sponsored was the idea that encourage farmers to want to basically produce wheat, hopefully profitably once again.
Yes, and of course, as I said, if it's a commodity, they're not going to reap the value, the maximum value of what's already in their hands. So to help them do that, again, we have to have a plan, a way to, again, segregate that in the marketing place and to offer that to mills, which end up bakeries, which end up in the end user's hands, and it's a premium product. Right now, the wheat breeding program at Oklahoma State is probably subsidizing other commodity wheats that are out there. And again, what we're just trying to do is extract the value from that.
How do we get our arms around that?
Well, it's not easy, obviously. I mean, we talk about quality as being a three-legged stool. Of course, the first leg of that is quality. If you don't put quality in the ground, you're not going to get quality out. The second leg of that stool is production practices. So you have to have good production practices to realize the value. And then, of course, the third leg is Mother Nature. And there's obviously not a lot we can do about Mother Nature other than we have technology developed at the university that will allow us to mitigate what Mother Nature does to us. Mm-hmm. But those production practices have to be put into play and monitored. And, of course, now, if the quality is not there, those mills not only have to bring in wheat from other sources that might have higher protein or whatever the issue might be, but they also have to start adding additives to the dough to get the end products they need. When they do that, that clean label that's talked about a lot of times by millers or bakers that they want to maintain is no longer possible.
There's obviously interest out in the country of trying to find ways to get that value added out of their production. Are on the other side of it, are there folks that are interested?
There are folks that are interested. We've talked to multiple milling companies already nationwide. The opportunity's there. I think what sets us apart right now in what we're doing is we don't want to reinvent the wheel. We are going to use existing resources. We have a handling system that knows how to gather grain, knows how to collect critical mass. They know how to keep it in condition. They know how to deliver it to the mill. There's no reason to reinvent that. So that's probably what sets us apart a little bit in what we're wanting to do and trying to do. But to do that, you also have to have individuals within that continuum that are dedicated to pulling it all the way through the system. And so that's probably the most challenging part, is that we all get on the same page as to what needs to happen and then making it happen. And within this process, we're going to be inclusive. We're not going to be exclusive. But there are criteria that are going to have to be met to participate in the program. But and we are going to have to deliver critical mass. If in the past I've used the illustration, I get calls on a fairly regular basis of, as an example, I've got 50,000 bushels of 13.5 protein wheat. You know, I want this amount of premium for it. Or they tell me that they've contacted the mill and the mill won't pay them a premium for it. Well, the reality is 50,000 bushels in medium to large size mills is, they will never realize the value out of a premium they pay because it's just not critical mass. Mm-hmm. So we do have to put the critical mass together. But again, it's just key to get the continuum. We need to all be on the same page and start to finish. And that's really what we're working hard on right now, is try to define that and make sure everyone's in place to make it happen.
You see it at this point, letting all the pieces of the puzzle to come together, interlocking and everything in time for planting of the 20 crop?
Well, our target right now is to have that continuum defined by the end of March. And from the end of March until July 1, work on a contract. And we will put together what we can, and it'll take probably several years to grow it to where it needs to be, but we've got to start somewhere. We do believe there's a diverging market in the sense that there's always going to be commodity wheat. But we feel like there's more of a demand every year for quality, and someone's got to supply that quality. And as planted acres have continued to decline, the opportunity of the miller, the baker, to access the quality wheat they want has been declining as well. So they need a source, and we want to supply that source. And I think we're on the front end of this curve. I think it's going to continue to build. So I think we're positioned very well because, as I said, we've got the best wheat breeding program in the world that's geared towards exactly what we're trying to do.
So I guess at the end of the day, that for a wheat producer interested in something like this, stay tuned, right?
Stay tuned. That's correct.
Thank you, Mark. Mark Hodges with Oklahoma Genetics. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.